Thank you, Lord. Yeah, it's because of Jesus we got a reason to live, right? Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's all there needs to be in Him. If you could ever get people to realize that that just live on the surface of things, you know, you're probably not going to partake of much just on the surface of things, but when you get to know Him, that's when the good stuff starts. We're going to do a Prophet's Corner first, called The Light of the World. This is Sunday morning, 4:21-24. Anybody? Sorry, I forgot my rings. Oh, well. Don't feel dressed without my rings. Thank you, Lord. Light of the world. Just as John on the Isle of Patmos saw a vision of me walking among the seven golden candlesticks, so will this world again see my church as the light of the world again. A beacon of hope for the nations, a lighthouse for all to see. My church will no longer put their light under a bushel. They will no longer be timid and afraid. My church again will be full of power, and it will turn your town, your state, your country, and the nations of the world on fire, from upside down to right side up. I'm making everything great again. It is even coming forth this very hour. Like the day of Pentecost, when my Holy Spirit was given, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and power and began to speak in tongues as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. An infusion of my power is coming and is already here for this revival. With all the changes coming, people will need hope and guidance. My light and my power will show them the way, like a lighthouse on stormy waters. Yes, turbulent waters are ahead for this nation. Those that know me and are spiritually prepared will be ready to help those that have been caught off guard. They will come to those that have the light. Those that have been scattered will be gathered. My house will again be full. There's a major shift coming from agnosticism to belief. This is me right here. The definition here, dictionary definition of agnostic, a person who believes that something is known or can be known of existence or nature of God, of anything beyond material phenomena, a person who claims neither faith nor disbelief in God, a skeptic, a doubter, or a questioner. The church is very agnostic. Just saying. They will now see with their eyes the glory of God, and it will dispel their unbelief. The glory that will be seen has never been seen like this before. The transfer is beginning. The wealth of the wicked is being transferred into the hands of the righteous. Promotions are coming. I've been training those of my true church for this time and for this hour, and it has come. The changing of the guards is in process, in the secular and in the spiritual. All seven mountains of culture will be possessed by my church. The righteous in full control, ruling and reigning, and the wicked complete loss of control. From my apostles' teams, my apostolic teams are going to stand and proclaim righteousness over the wickedness, and they have prevailed, or they have been. In other words, they have been standing and proclaiming righteousness over the wickedness, and they have prevailed. What we see happening is because of the spiritual warriors. You can claim it if you want to, military. You can claim it if you want to, digital soldiers. But you ain't seen nothing till you've seen God's soldiers. All right. My word will once again be the standard. This will not be overthrown. It is graduation day. Have y'all noticed it? The fire a little hotter this week? Well, let me tell you about what graduation day is. This is just from Webster's. Graduation, the award or acceptance of an academic degree or diploma, commencement. Commencement means the ceremonies or the day for conferring degrees or diplomas. Graduate, to pass from one stage of experience, proficiency, or prestige to a higher one, to change gradually. As I took you gradually into your training process, I will gradually bring you out of it. And the Lord, we've had a word Danny had for us personally concerning just that. But I'm not going to take just everything off of you. I'm going to let you walk out just like you walked in. God didn't put on you when you first walked in where you are now. So he had to let you acclimate and be able to be tempered, and then you could take some more, and then you could take some more, and then you could take some more. Well, you're going to go out the other way. But on the other side of that, when you graduate to somewhere else, what do you encounter? Like Joyce Meyer said, new level, new devil. That's just to be expected when you're going up higher into new territory. All right, that's all of that one.